USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is claiming at least one life, that of a 14-year-old girl. The Louisiana teen died when a tree fell on her family's home in Leesville. Laura made landfall last night as one of the strongest storms to reach the United States shores, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour.
You can tell by what happened overnight that the areas of Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Orange, where the storm surge hit Texas, they were hit pretty hard.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott telling Fox News how the storm will affect parts of his state. During her weekly press conference, Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asked about Joe Biden debating President Trump.
Since you asked about that, I myself, don't tell anybody I told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden, I don't think that there should be any debates.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
The director of the Centers for Disease Control is issuing new guidance for coronavirus testing days after a quiet change sparked protests from some in the scientific and medical communities. In a statement, Director Robert Redfield says those who come in contact with confirmed or probable COVID-19 patients could be tested themselves, even if they do not show symptoms of the virus. The CDC revising its testing guidelines earlier this week, limiting to those who show symptoms. Redfield said the guidelines issued on Monday had been coordinated with the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Firefighters are making headway on some of the wildfires in California, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and 7 people have died in the fires.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are countless decisions to be made while rolling through the supermarket aisles, not the least of which is whether to buy organic or not. But are organic foods versus non-organic foods really better for you, and do they really contain less pesticides? James Rogers, Director of Food Safety and Research Testing for Consumer Reports, tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The good news in our findings were that about 50% of the non-organic produce that was tested actually tested at low risk.
Rogers does say, though, some work needs to be done regarding which pesticides are used on fruits and vegetables that are harmful to people.
There are a number of toxic pesticides that have been associated with neurological problems, with certain types of cancer, and with endocrine disruptions.
TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer has resigned amid U.S. pressure for its Chinese owner to sell the popular video game app, which the White House says is a security risk. Mayer says his decision to leave the company comes after the political environment has sharply changed. His resignation comes after President Trump ordered a ban on TikTok, citing security risks of the company, unless the parent company sells its U.S. operations to an American company within 90 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.